In just 3 weeks, the Republican National Convention will get underway in New Orleans, and television will be there to cover it. TV critic David Bianculli says there are some lessons to be learned from the coverage of last week's Democratic Convention in Atlanta.
You want to know what still bugs me and thrills me about last week's TV coverage of the Democratic National Convention? Come to think of it, you probably don't. The convention receives saturation coverage to the point of absurdity, and by now the whole thing's a memory. There are some memories, though, that I just can't shake. The one that still gets me mad when I think about it was something that happened on CBS moments before Michael Dukakis took the stage to deliver his nationwide speech last Thursday. It was bad enough that CBS had decided not to televise Olympia Dukakis' introductory speech or the biographical film about her cousin Michael. Both Olympia and the film were shown by ABC, NBC, CNN, and C-SPAN. But then, literally as Dukakis is taking the stage, CBS's Diane Sawyer gets herself into ambush position to, as she put it, see if we can get a question in. Now here's Dukakis, a guy who's seconds away from making the most important speech of his life, a guy for whom public speaking doesn't exactly come easily, and Diane Sawyer is trying to break his concentration to get the answer to her question, which she's had the whole convention to think about and polish and hone to perfection. So what was the question? Governor Dukakis, she screamed as he passed in front of her. How's it going? Dukakis, to his credit, didn't answer or even look her way. Maybe he had something more important on his mind. I have some nicer memories from last week, though, including some from the ghosts of conventions past. The C-SPAN cable network got a head start on the convention by replaying highlight specials from previous televised Democratic conventions going all the way back to 1948. It was absolutely wonderful to watch.
And I want to thank you for your courtesy, for your indulgence, and from the bottom of a grateful heart, express to you the hope that you'll use only one measuring stick when you select your nominee, and that is, select the man that you believe is best for your country.
LBJ!
And if you select him...
Let me just say that I appreciate what Senator Johnson had to say. He made some general references to perhaps the shortcomings of other presidential candidates, but as he was not specific, I assume he was talking about some of the other candidates and not about me.
Watching those highlights put last week's convention and its major issues and players in a much clearer perspective. For all these years, for example, I've been carrying around in my head the image of Bobby Kennedy standing at the podium the year after his brother's death and being unable to begin his speech because of the ovation that seemed to go on forever. Well, I saw it in its entirety last week on C-SPAN, and that ovation lasted 14 minutes. In TV, that is forever. And seeing it fresh made me even more emotional when, at the 1988 convention, John F. Kennedy Jr. received a shorter but equally moving welcome. And with Dukakis deliberately evoking the spirit and Democratic presidents of the 60s, seeing those spirits in their prime was more than just an exercise in nostalgia. With television, repeating history isn't something we're doomed to do. It's something we should do. And C-SPAN did it perfectly.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post. This is how John Chancellor sounded from the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Police are now in the aisles here with billy clubs, clearing people out. They're not using them on people, they're carrying them, and they're dragging everybody right out of the aisle here. It's a terrific crush. About 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six policemen came in here, some of them wearing the blue helmets of the Chicago Police Force, and they are dragging out of here the people who were involved.